Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for mouthing off all over the world.
That's right. It is time for mouthing off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
My sweet wishes are to, my congratulations wishes, really, to the Philadelphia Eagles, world champions, and to my friends, plural, Kevin, Mr. Tennessee Whiskey himself, and Bradley Cooper, huge Eagle fans, and they're fans of mouthing off each and every week. You know, Jeffrey, we're just surrounded by stars. That's how damn good we are.
Well, last week I took the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, I was on them all season long. I knew for a fact this was a team of destiny. There was no way they were going to be stopped from week one. I was calling it Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl champions.
You didn't say that, did you?
No, not at all.
No, didn't say that. I was like, hey, you're lying to our fans. Can you imagine that? They know damn well you didn't give a damn about the Eagles.
I said that they were, that their window was closed, or that Jalen Hurts wasn't the guy.
You had to pick the Eagles because you didn't want to go with the Chiefs.
That's right.
And I can understand why. I picked the Chiefs the whole year. They did good until they showed up in the Super Bowl.
Well, here's the thing, is that defensive line of the Philadelphia Eagles was unstoppable. They were in the backfield all game long. Patrick Mahomes had moments to make a decision, and he just didn't have it that game. It was crazy to watch him. He looked like a normal quarterback for almost the first time I've ever seen it.
Well, Kansas City has got to do one thing on the offseason, get him an offensive line.
Yeah, that's been their problem in the past before. And so when they played the Buccaneers, it was the same thing. Their offensive line was terrible. They had to replace guys, and it looks like that continues. When you have to pay a lot of money to your stars, you lose out on a lot of those, the meat up front, which I think is so much more important. You got to have a Patrick Mahomes, but you got to have four guys up front that can stop the other team from sacking Patrick Mahomes. But hey, we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Lowe's knows how to help you get the most out of your store run. That's why members save more with MyLowe's Rewards. Earn points towards MyLowe's money on eligible purchases. Get access to member-only deals and free member gifts. Plus, unlock free standard shipping when you reach Silver Key status. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. It's just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
What you think, Jeffrey? I mean, what do you... They can't even wait for the parade to tear the downtown up in Philly.
That's what they do, man. I got to say that some places are known, you know, they burn the couches in West Virginia and they tear down the light poles in Philadelphia. They also park in the middle of the road, which I find hilarious in Philadelphia. They make cheesesteaks. They're known for some stuff.
Well, they were eating cheesesteaks and kicking the lights out, man. That's what they were doing.
If you want to kick the lights down, the best way to do it, I don't know if they're going to love this being my segue into this, but the best way to do it is in O-Dark 30 boots. O-Dark30.com, where tactical meets practical. O-Dark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Hey, I couldn't have said it better. And there's one thing about it. You're going to always be five star when you got O-Dark 30. You know, my hats are off to Jalen Hurts. I mean, the guy, MVP. I mean, he had a game. I mean, he had a great game.
This Super Bowl came down to two things. One is Patrick Mahomes, until the very end, couldn't get a pass off to save his life. And two, the Kansas City Chiefs were stuffing the Philadelphia Eagles' run throughout that game. And Jalen Hurts finally broke through and had a couple of long runs. And that was really the difference in that game. Yes, they were winning. But if he hadn't started pulling off those long runs, there was a chance Patrick Mahomes was going to be able to make a comeback.
Well, they were just lucky that Patrick Mahomes didn't make a comeback.
Yeah.
Until three minutes left in the game. It wasn't a game.
No.
That was a total beatdown. The whole Super Bowl was just a beatdown of the Kansas City Chiefs, and America loved it.
The second largest deficit going into halftime in Super Bowl history, 24 points. And it really did look like, Eddie, until they finally scored that first touchdown, it looked like there was a chance that the Philadelphia Eagles were going to shut out the Kansas City Chiefs. It was crazy.
I couldn't believe it. When I kept looking at that score, I'm going like, gosh, you know, and I wasn't out anywhere, so I didn't have any, you know,
distractions,
adult beverages, you know what I mean? Yeah. No distractions, no nothing. I'm just like sitting there going, this has got to be the crappiest game that I have seen in forever. It was a horrible Super Bowl to watch. It was just downright disgusting. I mean, because I don't care if Philly won or Kansas City would have won. It doesn't matter. You wanted a good game for people that paid all that money.
Well, there it was mostly Eagles fans in the stadium. I think Chiefs fans have got that. You know, they've been winning for a while now. They're kind of complacent. And from what I heard, it was probably 70-30 to 80-20 Eagles fans. And trust me, they were having a fantastic time watching that game. Because if you're going to be at a beatdown, you hope it's your team that's beating the other team down.
Well, it was a beatdown.
Yeah,
it was. I mean, without a doubt. You know, that was Kansas City's Waterloo was in the dome.
Well, it was funny. And, you know,
I love it.
It was funny because
losing in New Orleans, that's where famous games are played.
It was funny because I texted you. There was in the very beginning of that game, there was a fourth down play where Jalen Hurts completed a pass, and of course, there was an offensive pass interference call. The broadcasting team didn't like it. I didn't like it. And I was like, here we go. Here go the Chiefs getting their flags. But Philadelphia said, no. We're going to make sure that a flag isn't going to cost us this game. They put their pedal to the metal and they went out there and it turned out Kansas City started getting penalty flags because they were committing penalties because they were getting run around.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe the offensive line. You got a team in the Super Bowl, and the offensive line looked like the Tennessee Titans was blocking for it. Yes. I mean, it's like, gosh. I mean, well, what happened? I mean, it.
The thing, Jeffrey, is,
they need to take the GM and Andy Reid. All they need to do is say, "Look, here's what we got to fix. Everything else works. The offensive line, they can't block me." And I mean, everybody was Jalen. Jalen Carter was eating them up. I mean, anywhere where Mr. QB went, he had that big boy on his rear end.
Yeah.
And that Georgia boy, hey, all them big dogs, I told you about them dogs in Philly, all them dogs can play in Philly.
Yeah, there was questions about whether or not that was going to work out. They didn't come out of the gate swinging, but it has turned out to be fantastic choice picking Georgia Bulldog defensive lineman for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll tell you what, the GM in Kansas City right now is focused solely on Travis Kelce because Travis Kelce was hinting at retirement after that game. I feel like since they didn't win, you said this too, because yeah. He's not going to leave on a loss. So hopefully those discussions go quickly and they can work on an offensive line. But I know that Tom Brady won without Rob Gronkowski, but
where
you're right.
No, he hasn't.
Well, I mean, he won a couple Super Bowls before he got Rob Gronkowski. So he had won without Rob Gronkowski before, but I don't foresee much of a chance of Patrick Mahomes replacing that big of a target in Kansas City. They'll be in trouble if they lose him.
Oh, that's you can't lose a Hall of Fame tight end like that. I mean, why would you let a guy like him leave?
Well, he's not going to leave the Chiefs for another team. I think he wants to go to Hollywood. I think that
that's what you got an offseason for.
Yeah, they call Marquez Brown Hollywood Brown.
Believe me, Hollywood, he's already got the bucks, and he can go to Hollywood. They can line up whatever they want. The Swifty woman can line it up with a phone call.
Yeah.
And he'll be just fine.
I hate to break this to you, Travis.
Does he need to stroke his ego anymore?
Yes,
he's
yes,
got a
he
big
does.
Head as it is. He's got a big ego. And, you know, sometimes, and I love Travis Kelce. Don't get me wrong. He's a great player.
I don't. I've had
just
enough of him.
Just don't let Miss Swift and her ego mania get in your head, because when that bubble pops, you're going to come back to earth. It ain't going to be pretty.
So let's move on from the Super Bowl. Big game, but that's over. It's not a whole lot to talk about. Philadelphia spanked them. The big news today is Aaron Rodgers and the reasons why the Jets and Aaron Rodgers couldn't come to an agreement. And you have breaking news on this story.
Oh, you know where I believe? Now here's my insiders. You know, like Pat McAfee would always say, "Oh, I got my insiders." Well, Pat, I got my insiders. And those guys in the Steel City are saying, "We got some talks going on with Aaron Rodgers." That's going to be pretty cool.
I tell you what, man, Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin is a recipe for Super Bowl wins because...
And you know who he's going to bring with him, don't you?
Yeah, Devontae Adams.
Yeah, and that's, hey, that's one more. They need a receiver like him.
What if I'm hurt? I can't promise you I'm going to show up to every practice. So,
well, I think, you know, when they want to get rid of you,
they start throwing that kind of stuff at you. Yeah.
Is that you can't, you know, no matter what you try to do, you know, all you need to do is look at them and say, you know something? Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
I've decided and to Aaron just Rodgers, end the season.
He's a Hall of Famer, for God's sake. The damn Jets are lucky he even wanted to go there.
Yeah, they squandered that opportunity for sure. But
and Aaron Glenn, his old high horse coming in there, like thinking he's something that... the greatest thing since sliced bread. Let me tell you something, Aaron Glenn. You hadn't won crap in the NFL. You've been an assistant coach. You hadn't won one game.
He has.
And you're going to tell a Hall of Famer what he needs to do? Oh, you got a problem.
He better win because he has come out firing. And if he doesn't win, he's going to be sent out the door quickly because he threw his stuff on the table and they will swipe it right away if he doesn't turn that into wins quickly in New York. A lot of teams need quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers is a guy who will look to sign. You gave me a list of five here. We've only got a minute left, but quickly, I don't think the Colts are done with Anthony Richardson. I think they're going
to... Oh, he sucks.
Well, I don't 100% disagree with you.
Oh, Pat McAfee, I said, man, you got to quit getting on that bandwagon. This guy's a loser.
I think Derek Carr probably is going to stick with Kellen Moore and the Saints. You agree with that?
Oh, without a doubt.
The Seahawks, new staff coming in, most likely moving on from Geno Smith, the miracle from Seattle. But time's short, I think, on that. Las Vegas Raiders and the Pittsburgh Steelers, the aforementioned Aaron Rodgers. If he ends up with the Steelers, who do you think goes to the Raiders?
Sam Darnold.
This is interesting to me because J.J. McCarthy is going to be back from injury with Minnesota, but after the success that they had, do they move on that quickly from a guy like Sam Darnold?
Well, unless they're going to put the franchise tag on him or give him $40, $50 million.
I think...
The guy deserved it. Yeah. I mean, they hadn't won a 14 games forever, and he got his head coach, you know, coach of the year. I mean,
yeah.
What do you want from the guy? Yeah, he choked in the playoffs. Yeah, he did.
It was his first opportunity to see the playoffs, so that's a big stage. And I'm interested to see what happens with Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings, but we got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World. Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, can you smell the gas? Can you smell the tires? It's Daytona 500 time, boy. Woo, mercy, Daddy. I love the Daytona 500.
Racing season is set to begin. My brother's racing right now. That my mother called right before we started the show, and I had to put Eddie on hold and walk my mother through how to find the race on her phone to stream to her TV. Don't ever be the tech guy for your family.
Yeah, because that's a 24-hour deal there. And hey, that's how come I'm Juice the producer, brother. I don't deal with that. Yeah. I got guys like you I can call that are, you know, some of the best in the world. Don't why call me? Call a guy who really knows what he's doing. You know, don't call me.
Absolutely.
I can't help you. I'm calling you to help myself.
I know. I gotta unlearn a lot of the things that I know so I can become less necessary. Well, Eddie, you're right. Daytona 500, the Super Bowl being over means one thing, and that is that the greatest show on concrete is coming. And there's a lot of interesting stories. I saw Chase Elliott was at the Super Bowl.
It's about time they showed up somewhere. Yeah. I mean, these guys, man, they don't have any superstars anymore.
No, it's interesting how this all works. There have been and will continue to be down times where there's no guy, and NASCAR is looking for a guy. They tried to make a couple guys the guy, and it didn't work, but they're looking for their guy right now. Kyle Larson is a guy whose name is getting out there. Denny Hamlin, who's been around for a little bit, I don't think he's going to ever be their guy.
No, he's on his the end is coming soon. And you know something, you got to have a guy that can get on that microphone and talk some smack. You can't just have a guy come out of a racing 500 damn miles and say, well, you know, if I'd have went to church and sat in the third pew, I would have probably won this race. Well, that crap, that it's a redneck nation you're talking to. It's not a bunch of, you know, hallelujah, praise the Lord, pass the plate kind of crap. You got to stand up and get it done, man. What's wrong with these damn people in NASCAR? You can tell that woke bastards run NASCAR now because of the woke talent they have on the track. They can't even do a damn promo.
Yeah, it's funny because I don't know if that's the reason why. I feel like they did kind of move on from a couple of stars before the stars were actually done. But they bring in these younger kids and they're looking for the next guy. And I trust me, there's some kid out there right now racing them dirt tracks that we'll be able to get on that microphone. We'll probably get in fist fights in the pits. And
they need a Tony Stewart right now.
Yeah, they do. A villain is always good because villains need heroes.
But you think I'm going to send you anything else?
I'm right. No, I believe you agree with me on that one.
Hey, if they hate you, you're selling tickets, brother.
Yeah.
And if they're talking about you, it's even better.
Absolutely.
And so when they hate you, please bring it. You're not going to hurt my feelings. That's what they pay me for. I don't care.
And by the way,
your ass is in there to see me. I don't care.
If you don't love me out of the gates, I'm going to make you hate me. You better show me love early, because I can quickly switch to the hate me guy. And
I don't even have to switch. I just show up. And so it's like, you know, it's like, that's what they're missing.
Yeah.
They don't have a great good guy, and they don't have a bad, bad guy. They got nothing but old woke crap that they drive around, driving left all day long, do nothing. And then all of a sudden, oh, the last three laps, let's see if we can race. Well, that crap doesn't cut it. And you know, I just got to say this, because of all the woke crap, I got great people, three buddies that come out of Indiana. They don't go to the races anymore. They've been going for 34 years. They had tower suites, brother. That's how good it was for them. And that's how. And then last year when they went woke, that was it for them.
Well, luckily,
they said they'll never come back.
Luckily for them and for us and for everybody, the Super Bowl showed us that we're getting near the end of all of this. We're moving on. There was a lot of patriotism. There was a lot of stuff that was missing from the Super Bowl for a long time that was back, and I was glad to see it. And hopefully we can get past this time in history, and we can go back to the best driver or the best quarterback or this or that, and just merit-based.
Yeah, get rid of all this crap about, you know, something. Everybody doesn't deserve a damn trophy. If you're a loser, you don't deserve to get a winner's trophy.
No.
You know what you do? You just go home and learn how to win. And then when you show back up and you get a trophy, you'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
And you know something? I've never got a trophy unless I won it. I never won a title unless I was good enough to have it.
Yeah, I think he only does Chevys in NASCAR. If I'm wrong, every NASCAR fan can correct me. The other names on the list, potential winners, Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott. Those are names you're going to hear all NASCAR season long, I'm sure. Maybe, Eddie, maybe this is the year that we find the new star in NASCAR. We both hope so. Hey,
let me tell you who can be a good star. If you had somebody that could teach him how to do a promo and really get his ass out there and do the right thing, is Ryan Blaney.
Yeah.
Take a generation. Perfect NASCAR guy.
Yeah, his dad was racing not that long ago, it feels like, right?
Well, yeah, but I shouldn't say but it is a but. Yeah, he's not that. Yeah, he's been gone for a while. But it's...
Yeah.
Things happen. You know, he had to raise a kid.
Yeah. Jumping over to the MLB quickly. The Mets finally came to terms with Pete Alonso, 2 years, $54 million. I'm assuming that's significantly less term and money than Pete was expecting, but his back was against the wall.
$100 million pay cut.
Yeah.
They offered him $154 million.
Yep. For more term.
And the owner said, hey, just sign it and let's win.
Yeah. That's
well, yeah. Well, that sounds good, because that's your money. So he saved $100 million signing him, and which was good for him. He needed to stay in New York.
Yeah, Pete Alonso ran up against...
$54 million is no chump change, man.
No, he ran up against the right-handed home run hitter. There are too many people that don't appreciate a first baseman that hits for low average and power, that's right-handed. If you're left-handed, they'll throw money at you all day long. But right-handed Pete Alonso, 2 years, $54 million. Alex Bregman now, the last big name on the free agency list. It's bizarre that he's still out there. I don't know why, but where do you think he ends up?
He's, you know, in Houston, they're saying that the Astros are going to sign him. That's the word on the street.
And I bet in Boston, they're saying the Red Sox.
State of Texas, they're going to bring Bregman back. Not only is he a great ball player, boy, has he got a hot wife. Lord have mercy, man. I mean, woo, just to see his wife is worth bringing him back.
Yeah, the Hall of Famers is official now. CC Sabathia is in. Billy Wagner. Ichiro.
Yeah, but he's going in as a Yankee, not an Indian.
Well, yes, that's, I mean, he won a bunch of rings with the Yankees. He's remembered as a Yankee. The Indians are the Indians, man. It's a sad thing because they've had a lot of great players in the modern league, the modern times.
He didn't want to go in the Hall of Fame as a damn rubber.
Well, they probably would have slapped the Indians on him. He never played for the Guardians. But the reality of it is that in the modern era, Cleveland has turned into one of those teams that, you know, breed stars, and as soon as they can, they move on to a different market, and that happened with CC
Sabathia.
One of
my favorite relief pitchers of all time, Jeffrey.
Billy Wagner. Yep.
Houston Astros. Stands tall, proud Texan.
Yep.
He could bring it. I mean, he was a lefty that could bring it.
It's funny because
great reliever.
I guess Dave Parker's going in as a Pirate. That's surprising.
Well, he is the king of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
But also, he was huge with the Oakland Athletics. He won a World Series with them.
Yeah, but nobody saw him.
Yeah, so, and Dick Allen rounds out the list, Philadelphia Phillies. That's your Hall of Fame class for 2025.
Yeah, and you know something? I'm so happy for all of them. They all richly deserve it. Billy Wagner, God bless you, man. You finally made it.
I know.
And you deserved it. You really did.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
Relief pitchers don't get the love from back in the day as much as they do now. A closer is a big name these days, but he's in. They can't take it away from him now. And we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Feeling the pressure to find Valentine's Day gifts they'll love? Then you gotta go to Kohl's. They have something for every Valentine. Go fun and unexpected with a Lego set. Go luxe with a Sephora fragrance. Go classic with a diamond necklace and more. Then get 15% off some of your gifts, or you can save with a Kohl's card. However you plan to celebrate, Kohl's has you covered with lots to love. Select styles. Coupons do not apply to Lego. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end February 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Okay, Mr. NBA, who does all the big-time games and stuff? Tell Juice, the producer over here, was the Lakers or the Mavs? Who was a jackass in that deal?
Well, you know, it's difficult to get into. And if you want to hear my opinion, stick around until after I talk about our good friends over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
Just like Luke with the Lakers has that style, brother. That's the one you bet. That's the gravy train you want to jump on right there.
All right, so here are my thoughts on the Luka Doncic trade. Luka Doncic is a young star who, up to this point in his very young career, I think he doesn't turn 26 until February or March, maybe February. I think it's this month. So young star, and he's been in the league for a bit, took the Mavericks to the NBA championship last year and lost it to the Boston Celtics, and lost it in relatively embarrassing style for a
team. Because he had your friend over there wearing those damn moccasins, remember?
Yeah, Kyrie Irving. So yeah, that's my next point, is this is a team that had two stars, Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic, and it just looked like it wasn't a fit. And the big thing about Luka Doncic is the dude looks like my accountant out there playing basketball. And the GM,
yeah, but fans love him.
The Mavericks GM came out and made hints at the fact that his conditioning was going to be a problem. He came in to the preseason this year at 270, Eddie.
Yeah, but how big is he?
He's tall.
He's not a regular little old basketball guy. It's like Shaq.
Yeah.
Remember when Shaq was in Orlando? I mean, when he would come in and go, God, I mean, you look at that guy. I mean, and he was skinny when he played in Orlando.
Luka Doncic.
And he was still almost 300 pounds.
Luka Doncic is a tall point guard, basically a point forward. So,
yeah, but he looks like a damn linebacker, man.
He doesn't look a linebacker. He looks like a lineman.
He's built like a tight end. he is.
No, he doesn't. He looks like a lineman. He looks like an undersized lineman. He looks fat. That's the basically, if you watch Luka Doncic.
Jeff, yes. Let me ask you this. Uh-huh. Does he play fat?
No, that's the thing.
Okay,
is that,
that's all you need to know. But he don't play fat.
They were worried about him in the future if he continues along this line.
That's old woke-ass Mark Cuban.
No, it's not. It really is a concern.
Mark Cuban's a joke as an owner. How come he sold it and he's got 27% because he's an idiot?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there. I don't think he's a good NBA owner. I think he wanted to be
horrible human being,
a part of the team, which is a recipe for disaster. Sometimes you can put it together, and he did. He won a championship with Dirk, but the fact of the matter is that I don't think he was happy that he wasn't the star of the Dallas Mavericks, and the owner should never be the star. But this can go one of two ways. One is Luka Doncic goes and plays the last couple of years with LeBron James, and that team is great.
Wins two titles.
And right. Moves on, and after LeBron goes, they have another young star to build around, because 2 years from now, LeBron James probably out of the league. Luka Doncic, 27 or 28-year-old, playing for the Lakers. They have another young star to build around, and maybe they can move on from that. They weren't going to have that in Anthony Davis. He's 31 years old. And I think that the Mavericks looked at this and said, we have a kid who's here and we can build around him, with the question mark on conditioning and the question mark if his calves, because he was having calf problems because he was running around overweight. I mean, dude, I watched this guy play last year in the finals and he looked gas. I know he wasn't, But the look of him, looks can be deceiving, and with him, I think they are. But he looked out of shape, and he sweat like an out of shape guy, and it's just a bizarre thing to watch because he's stunning as a player, but it just doesn't look right. That aside, I think the Mavericks thought
that, I can't sit here and address all your damn weight loss bullshit that this poor guy, he's got to be in shape. I mean, he's got to be in shape.
NBA players typically are very in shape.
Not a joke. Hey, the Lakers, face it, they got the better end of the deal. Anthony Davis is nothing. He's not even as strong as the celery that you dip in your hummus, man.
Okay.
Hey, come on.
Matt, now Eddie, let me finish this up. LeBron James has never played well with a legitimate big man underneath. That's been the last thing that LeBron James needs on his team. He's always won with guys that were mediocre, almost power forward. And Anthony Davis wanted to play power forward for the Lakers, but they kept throwing him out there as center, and he wanted a position change. So the Lakers definitely knew that they had to move on from Anthony Davis. And I think the Mavericks saw Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis, a point guard and a power forward, and they already have Gafford as a center. They've got a backup center. They could slot this guy right in where he wants to play. And it made the Mavericks right now, not the future, right now, a more of a contender to win the NBA.
Yeah, but he's
finals.
On the IR already.
That's something.
That tell you?
Well, he was already injured with an abductor. They brought him back too early.
Well,
he was
why in the hell you even bother to trade for a lame duck? You don't trade for you don't go buy a thoroughbred with a broken leg to win the Kentucky Derby.
I don't think he's a lame duck. I think
he is. He's already on the IR.
That doesn't
matter.
That's
all he did it with the Lakers. He'll play a few games and he'll get some headlines, and then he don't want to play anymore. He's not a winner.
All they have to do, all they have to do is let Anthony Davis sit out for a month and have this team go 500 and continue. They're the 8th seed right now. Just stay in that play-in range while he's resting, and then bring him back for a playoff run. And I think that is a championship caliber team with Anthony Davis.
Hey, let me
Davis.
Tell you who a championship caliber team is now.
It's
the Golden State Warriors.
I don't know why the Warriors have figured out a way to make themselves incredible again, because Steph Curry is in the end of his career. Draymond Green isn't what Draymond Green used to be. He's not a triple-double
threat. Steph made a call.
Jimmy Butler added to that. And they now have Steph Curry at the point guard, Buddy Hield, all-star, playing the two, Jimmy Butler playing the three, Draymond and whoever else goes out there. And that is a team with three legitimate stars again. And they're a threat to play for and win the NBA championship again. I never thought I would see it. They moved on from Klay. The window was closing. Steph Curry was going to have to play out his last years there, middling. But no, they're a threat again.
They're right back in the mix. And you know something? They welcomed Jimmy Butler. They said, hey, the bottom line is they're going to bring hell.
Yeah, well, I'll say this.
That's cool. I mean, I love it. I mean, NBA needs that kind of stuff. Jimmy Butler is the kind of guy I'm talking about that NASCAR needs. They need a guy to shake the system up a little bit and get it up. Hey, look, the whole talk was this guy couldn't get out of Miami. Well, he went to where he wanted to.
He is
because the Warriors are going to win a championship with this guy.
Listen, Jimmy Butler is no saint. He's never stuck anywhere. He started out in Minnesota. They'd had enough of his shenanigans. They move him to Chicago.
But he's good for 2 years, and that's all you need.
They had enough of his shenanigans. They move him to Philadelphia. Philadelphia barely lasts with his shenanigans. They move him to Miami. Miami goes. He drags Miami kicking and screaming to an NBA Finals, but much like Luka, was way outmatched once they got there, and they got spanked in the Finals. And now he goes to a team where, first of all, San Francisco and Jimmy Butler are a marriage made in heaven. He belongs in San Francisco.
Yeah, he does.
And now Steph Curry has basically, they wanted Durant. They wanted to bring back Durant. They thought that Durant was going to be the key to putting back together a team that could compete for a championship. That wasn't going to happen. Durant said no. And they went and got the next best and probably actually, if you can put up with him, the better option in Jimmy Butler.
Well, they did a great job. My hats are off to them. When I saw that trade, I said, oh, boy. Now Golden State's going to get one more run. You know, I think that Steph Curry and the other guys that are getting older, they said, you know something, let's bring this guy hot in and turn him loose. And let's go win a bunch of games and win an NBA championship because this guy's got the juice behind him. Butler can bring that energy that they need to the Golden State Warriors.
And also, by the way, a star who's never won a championship. So yeah, he's hungry.
And wants one bad.
Yes. I'm not going to be surprised if Jimmy Butler has flowers in his hair. It's already shown that he fits on that
got
team.
Got a little Rodman in him, right?
He played his first game with the Golden State Warriors, and he and Steph Curry both got the ball enough, both scored enough, and it's an incredible coup for the Golden State Warriors, especially now that
Jeffrey, he's in that Bay Area is just perfect for flowers in your hair.
I know. Well, perfect. If you're going there, you better bring them. All right, we got a couple left here. Jump to the WWE. They released a bunch of superstars.
Yeah, they did. Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, Island Dawn. I mean, she was one half of a World Tag Team Championship. Unholy Union. And I mean, Giovanni Vinci. I don't know Giovanni too much. Paul Ellerly and his tag team, OOC or something like that. Those guys are released. And I would know, I normally know all these people, but it's really odd that they're just releasing like a Paul Ellerly. I mean, he used to manage the Road Warriors.
Yeah. Well, I think they're making changes they're ushering in a new generation of the WWE. This is something that Vince did and successfully so multiple times. And now we're going to find out if this new leadership for the WWE has what Vince had and can make a complete roster change.
Oh, they did. They just copied Vince. They got it. It's really weird. You know, the women are really strong. You know, they got Charlotte Flair coming back, Alexis Bliss. You know, Alexis Bliss and Liv Morgan are a lot alike.
Yeah.
And so Liv Morgan better jump in and get her a tag team partner real quick, like Rodriguez or whatever, and get a world tag team belt and get something going in her favor, or Alexis Bliss will steal her thunder. And as a pro wrestler, I can tell you how to steal thunder. And that's what they will do to you.
All right. Cody Rhodes and John Cena for WrestleMania 41.
That's what I would book.
Yep. Drew McIntyre could be the face of the franchise going forward. But
he should be, but I don't think that won't happen because I don't know why. This guy's the worst booked guy I've ever seen in professional wrestling, and he's got the talent. He's got the look. He's got everything. But they just don't use him right. Oh, the whole offensive line for the Kansas City Chiefs is my jabronis. I mean, you just need to just get rid of them and start over, Jeffrey. That's it. I can't say anymore. I mean, look at what happened.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding mouthing off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing all over the world.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Hey, let me tell you, what I love about all this is everything's heating up. It's starting to happen again. You know, you got Valentine's Day coming. Got the Daytona 500 coming. Just had a great Super Bowl. And the NBA, it's starting to heat up, which is a good thing. And MLB.
Hey.
We'll find out.
And by the way, the NHL is still going on, and Alex Ovechkin is 15 goals away from surpassing Wayne Gretzky as the all-time goal scorer in NHL history. And I am going to be talking about that as it goes along because that's my team. That's my guy. It's exciting. So stick around if you want to hear about the great eights chase for greatness.
Well, you know, you're no Washington guy. You know, it's like get that chapstick out and let it go. You know, you can do that.
Well, the crazy thing is that It was a discussion in the NHL. Was he going to be able to do it? Because he's by far the best shooter, one-timer guy of all time. And I always make the argument, if Alex Ovechkin had played in Wayne Gretzky's day, he'd probably have 3,000 goals because the goalies back then wore shin pads that were the size of their legs. They're twice as wide now. The guys are all 6'4" in goal now. It was easier to score back then. It was a more wide open game than it is now. You can't have an enforcer anymore, even though if Washington were to have an enforcer, it would probably be Alex Ovechkin. He's a fun guy to watch.
Well, and, I'm not going to tell you what I think. I just think that it went woke and it's a bunch of BS.
That's all over,
have
Eddie.
An enforcer. That's why people watch hockey.
I know.
You know, they wanted to see the fight.
Well, you still can't.
Not the crap they're doing now.
You can still fight. You just can't, you know, they're trying to get it out of the game, But I think the NHL actually realized that they're always going to be battling for third or fourth best sport in America. So if there's one thing that they can't absolutely get rid of, it's the fighting. Eddie, great show. We're running out of time here. And I've got to say, I messed that up. Great show. So much to talk about. Super Bowl in the books. MLB season getting ready to start heating up. It's going to be a fun time to talk sports going forward. But we got to go now. Tell them goodbye.
We're Jeff Taylor. This is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. See ya.